KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's clear and 8 degrees above zero in Atlantic after an overnight low of 7, and we're looking for sunny skies here today with a high of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In area news, sheriff's officials in Adams County reported Lennox woman was arrested and her vehicle impounded to be searched for additional investigation following a traffic stop early this morning. 54-year-old Vicki Abel was charged with OWI, speeding, having no insurance, no valid license, and expired plates on her vehicle. The woman's vehicle was impounded after a Ringgold County canine unit was deployed and alerted his handler to the possibility drugs may be or had been used in the vehicle. Abel was taken into custody at around 1 a.m. and brought to the Adams County Jail. News time is 7:07.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications, too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday one person received three citations following an accident that occurred Wednesday morning at 4th and Poplar Streets. Levon Rudnick of Atlantic was cited for failure to obey a stop sign and for having no proof of insurance and no driver's license. The accident happened at around 9:15 a.m. when Rudnick, who was traveling east on West 4th Street, stopped at the intersection with Poplar before continuing into the intersection, where her car hit a vehicle driven by Julie Chepkes of Atlantic. As Chepkes was traveling north on Poplar, after the initial impact, the Chepkes vehicle spun around and hit a vehicle driven by Jeffrey Camise of Atlantic as he was traveling west on 4th. Damage from the crash amounted to $8,600. There were no injuries reported. Individuals and businesses stepped forward this year in Atlantic to make the annual Atlantic Police Department and Reserve's Christmas programs for families in need a huge success. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green expressed his gratitude for the outpouring of donations during Wednesday night's City Council meeting.
There were like 56 people served in the community, like 47 of them children and families, and you know, we spent close to $7,800, I think, and it was all donated from companies, and we had donations from $3 from a five-year-old boy up to a couple $1,000s from a private businessman here in town. You know, these families would have had nothing without it, and I just want to thank the entire community for supporting my department and the reserve unit. They step up every year and really go to town and put a lot of hours and time into it, and it really worked out for everybody, and this community should be proud of the way they did step up.
The police and police reserves run two programs and have done so for many years. The first program, Family Dreams, is run by the police reserves. This year, the reserve officers took seven families on shopping trips in the downtown area and allowed parents to purchase clothing, coats, boots, and toys for their children. An additional four families were taken for a more limited shopping excursion. Grocery money to purchase needed personal items and or Christmas dinner was also supplied to each of those families. The second part of the Christmas program is handled by both the regular officers and reserves and is labeled Shop with a Cop. Green says this year 14 children were taken to the Atlantic Walmart and allowed about $175 each with which to shop, accompanied by an officer, for necessities such as boots or gloves and even a few toys. The kids were encouraged to develop a spirit of giving by spending some of the money on their parents and or siblings. Afterwards, the kids and their parents were treated to sandwiches and cookies at the Subway store inside the Walmart. Green says about 50% of the cost of the Shop with a Cop program is provided by Walmart and funds from the Salvation Army's Red Kettle donations. Federal authorities in Omaha said they've broken up a substantial drug ring with the arrest of 11 suspects. FBI Special Agent Wason Dunn says he hopes the sting will bring a sizable disruption to drug trafficking in the region.
These individuals are suspected of being significant sources of much of the methamphetamine that is being trafficked in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa.
And it's not just meth. Dunn says he accuses the 11 suspects of dealing cocaine as well. He says the FBI coordinated some 50 local, state, and federal agents over the past day or so to make the arrests, which were mostly in the Omaha area.
We believe these individuals were supplying drugs to or were affiliated with a number of gangs, including the Rebels, the 18th Street, and the Playboy Serenos.
In addition to bringing in nearly a dozen suspects, Dunn says that officers also seized an untold quantity of drugs.
The high purity levels of the methamphetamine that we seized suggests that the drugs had not been cut, so they were likely coming directly to Omaha from a primary source of supply.
Warrants have been issued for four more suspects who were not caught in the initial roundup. News time is 7:12.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Wayne Hopping, age 83, of Oakland, died Monday. Funeral services for Wayne Hopping will be today at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Ronald Rehfeldt, age 64, of Oakland, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ronald Rehfeldt will be held next Tuesday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Lyle J. Stolberl, age 81, of Stewart, died Wednesday. A funeral mass for Lyle Stolberl will be held at noon on Tuesday at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Catherine L. Clayton, age 94, lifelong resident of Dexter, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Catherine Clayton will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Mervyn Schaff, age 95, of Harlan, died December 16th. Funeral services for Mervyn Schaff will be held on next Friday at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Louis P. Lauritsen, age 88 and formerly of Audubon, died Monday in New Mexico. Celebration of Life memorial services for Louis Lauritsen will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Anita Nelson, age 93, of Greenfield, died Thursday. Funeral services for Anita Nelson are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.